This morning, we celebrate the second Sunday of Advent. Our presider is Father Gregory.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace and peace of God our Father, love of the Lord Jesus, and consolation and comfort of the Holy Spirit be with you. As we enter into prayer this morning, we are very mindful of our sisters and brothers who have been impacted by the profound fires that surround us. And if you were here Monday, you know that there was an enormous cloud of smoke here in our valley, right here in this neighborhood. And even our hospital, Holy Cross, had to change the circulation of air. They couldn't take air from the outside. They had to shut off the external air and purify the air of the hospital. So as we are mindful of our sisters and brothers, and maybe some of us who have been impacted by the reality of the fires, Archbishop Jose Gomez asks all people of faith and goodwill to join him in offering prayers and support for all our sisters and brothers affected by the wildfires in Ventura, Santa Barbara, and the Los Angeles counties. The Archdiocese of Los Angeles is providing support to the communities affected by the fires through Catholic Charities of Los Angeles and our local parishes and schools. A special fund has been established to help those impacted by the fires. And you can make donations by going into the internet online to the Archdiocese. It's called, if you look up Archdiocese of Los Angeles, and I think if you type fires, you'll be led to the place. But the actual address is, if you are good at memory, ARCH for Archdiocese, then LA.org /fires. So let us be very mindful of our sisters and brothers. And today is also Retirement Fund for Religious Sunday. Your donation aids our elderly religious by helping to furnish medications, nursing care, and more. Please be generous and give to those religious retired who have given their lives in service, those sisters and brothers who have been so faithful. So as we gather in the midst of our reality that surrounds us on the second Sunday of Advent, let us ask the Lord to help us purify our minds and hearts that we may be ready to receive God's word and Eucharist in this celebration.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Let us pray. Almighty and merciful God, may no earthly undertaking hinder those who set out in haste to meet your Son, but may our learning of heavenly wisdom gain us admittance to his company, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. The beginning of the Gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. As it is written in Isaiah the prophet, "Behold, I am sending my messenger ahead of you, and he will prepare your ways. A voice of one crying out in the desert, 'Prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths.'" John the Baptist appeared in the desert, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. People of the whole Judean countryside and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem were going out to him and were being baptized by him in the Jordan River as they acknowledged their sins. John was clothed with camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist. He fed on locust and wild honey. And this is what he proclaimed: "One mightier than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop and loosen the thongs of his sandals. I have baptized you with water. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." The Gospel of the Lord.
Our readings, while familiar, especially the reading from the prophet Isaiah, because we not only read it in the season of Advent, it's also a part of the regular weekly cycle, and then we hear it again when we arrive at Lent. But what I think is particularly important for us on this second Sunday of Advent, like the season itself, this is the Sunday, the final Sunday for us in a sense, when we prepare for that final moment of God's revelation, the final judgment. The first two Sundays of Advent are about the end of time, and the next two Sundays will focus on the preparation for the birth of Jesus at Bethlehem. And our readings today, when you think about them, Isaiah familiarly, this is the third Isaiah, there are three Isaiah prophets. This Isaiah once again invites the people to remember what was. So in some ways, the first reading is a reordering, is a re-inspiration of what the story of creation is about. It's not something new, it's not something different. It's returning people to the core of who they are. Who are you? What is your core? Who taught you love? Who taught you right from wrong? That's the ordering of the first reading today. It's not, we're going to change the world because it's really bad, which it might be, okay? But that's not the issue. The fundamental issue of the first reading and the gospel story are all about, who am I? In what environment was I born and raised? Was there love? Or was there the absence of love? And how am I ordered by those moments of fundamental, the beginning of life? And so Isaiah says that what is now will return to what it was. Very simply, make straight in the wasteland a highway for our God. As if before the mess, there was a straight pathway. Think of the story of creation, or the stories of creation. God breathes life into man and woman, and they are alive. Who breathed life into you? Who shaped you? Hopefully it was for good. If it was for naughty, it's time to change, right? To go back to the way God ordered us. So I think as we consider the world in which we live, think of your daily environment. Who do you hang out with? Who is your family? Who are the primary relationships of your life? If they are inviting you to be faithful, to be loving, then today's celebration prepares us for that end time. The end time for Advent is not something necessarily historically far away, but it's how we live now. Are you living now as if tomorrow may not happen? Are you addressing that recreation of God's love in your heart and soul? Are you standing up for the person who is put down, or the classmate that is made fun of? Are you being the voice for the caregiver at work, or the colleague at work who is always put upon and made to blame when we know it's really the team that has failed? Hello, right? Today is a day, in a sense, to prepare us for that end moment when our life may end. As you many know, my mom was 94 when she died in my arms in August. She longed for the moment to be with God again. And it was because she had lived her life in a loving and free way. There were bumps along the way, right? But those bumps for her were moments to remember what her parents taught her. Just Friday was the 55th anniversary of my maternal grandmother's death. And during my mom's hospice at home with me, we revisited the stories of her mother, my grandmother. And it was beautiful to hear how she knew her mother as a loving and gentle woman, and I did too. And the day of her death, 55 years ago, her husband, my grandpa, gave me the crib scene that I put up with my grandmother since I was a little kid. And I put that up on December 8th, the Immaculate Conception, in memory of my grandmother and my mother and all those in heaven. So we recreate the love that has been given us. It's not an external feature, but it comes from the heart. Who loves you? First, it is God who loves you. And because of that love, your parents were given the joy of giving love to you as a child. Yay, right? Hello, good morning. Yay! Aren't you happy you're alive? Hello? Then that joy motivates us to transform the world in right and loving relationships. What has happened here in our valley and across in San Diego and Northern California, the fires and the earthquakes have made us appreciate each other once again. It's helped us to reorder what we thought was most precious. And some things were most precious, and they no longer are tangible for us. But it recreates for us God within us. God loves us. God doesn't create earthquakes and fires, but God creates us to love each other through those troubling and tragic moments. So I invite you today, as Isaiah and the gospel challenge us, return to the primary love that is within you, God's love. If you have failed to love, it's okay. Remember today how that love is waiting to be expressed. We celebrated our children going to study the Word of God at the beginning. In a moment, we'll celebrate those who are preparing for full life in our church through the rite of Christian initiation of adults. And then we'll celebrate our young people preparing for confirmation. And we also have parents getting ready for baptism. And we have children among us who are preparing for First Holy Communion. This church is filled with a lot of change today. Hello. And so that change, hopefully, deepens who we are at the core, our ability to love the way we were first loved into existence. Not love because it's my hair or my look or my whatever, but it's because I am loved. And because each of us are loved, we are able to change this world to a place of hope and love. Amen. Let us pray. Replenished by the food and drink of spiritual nourishment, we humbly beseech you, O Lord, that through our partaking in this mystery, you may teach us to judge wisely the things of earth and hold firm to the things of heaven through Christ our Lord. Amen. Well, happy Sunday, second Sunday of Advent, and please, it's 10 o'clock, and we have a 10:30 liturgy, so be really nice on the parking lot, okay? No naughty words, only love and mercy. Have a wonderful Sunday, and know that we hold all of those in these moments of First Communion preparation, baptismal preparation, confirmation preparation, baptism preparation, and they're all about the rest of us, preparation for heaven. All of us are held in prayer and intimacy. The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen. The Mass is ended. Go in the peace of Christ.